pay program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
And since it's Friday, this is Casual Friday, which means I am joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. How are you, Elisa?
Hey, Carl. How are you feeling today?
I'm tired, Elisa.
Really? How come?
I don't know. I just, my body is fighting back. I've been training with a little more regularity. I had a little pain last night. I didn't sleep well because the pain in my shoulder and the pain in my left buttock.
Pain in the butt?
Yeah, I have a pain in my butt, Elisa. And I know usually I'm the pain in your butt, but I didn't sleep well, so I'm fighting that. But I'm here. I'm ready for this show. I'm excited about today's show. We have a lot of great stuff to talk about. But before we get started on that, I have to talk about my Good Samaritan work this morning.
Yeah, that's something.
Yeah, I was sitting at the kitchen table when I heard this thud against the glass. And I looked outside. I didn't see anything. So I looked through the window and didn't see anything. So I went outside and looked down in front of the window. And lo and behold, there was a little sparrow there.
Oh, poor thing.
He flew into the... I thought he was dead. His neck was kind of craned back. And he was laying there. When I got close, I got on my hands and knees to get close to him. Just in case I had to do mouth-to-mouth. I had to be prepared. And I noticed he was breathing really fast. You know, breathing really fast. So I thought, okay, he's still alive. So I just started petting him. Moved his neck. And he moved it back, and I thought, okay, his neck is not broken. So I just proceeded to sit there with him and hold him in my hands and pet him. And little at a time, he, like, slowly started to lift his head, and he kind of came out of it over the course of maybe real time 10 or 12 minutes.
Wow, that's awesome.
And I brought him in the house to show you. He came, you know, he was sitting in my hand. And I brought him back outside, and then when I saw he was, like, strong enough to, like, stand in my hand, I put him down on the deck and sat there with him. And then I thought, let me go get him some food. Even though he doesn't want to eat, let me go get him some food. And when I came back with the food, I sat down, I put the food down next to him, and he looked at me, and then he flew. And he flew to the roof, and I thought, okay, he's fine. And then I came back later, and he was gone.
He flew the coop.
I wonder if he'll go back to his sparrow friends and tell them about the alien abduction that he, because I brought
him
in.
They took him into the spaceship.
Yeah, I took him into the spaceship. I brought him in the house, took him back out of the house. I talked to him. You think he'll remember me?
I doubt it.
Oh, you're not supposed to say that.
He might.
Yeah, I'm hoping that he comes back, like, looking for me, you know?
Okay, so I take back that I want to I take back what I said last week about Richard Simmons.
That you don't want to have him on the show anymore?
No, I don't think so.
Why?
Well, I had the TV on TMZ.
Which you never watch, but I watch.
Well, yeah, I don't watch much television at all anyway, but... Right. He was on TMZ. There was a Richard Simmons sighting.
It was his birthday.
It was his birthday, and he was dressed like a clown.
Right.
And they were TMZ. One of the guys from TMZ was following him.
Right.
He looked horrible. He looked like a little old lady.
Yeah.
He had no, like, his hair was all, you could see through it.
Frizzy, yeah.
And dry. I feel bad for him.
You know what the most noticeable thing to me is the effects of... year after year after year, improper dieting that he promoted, which, you know, with low calorie, low fat, type of a program, he has no muscle on his body. His legs, his calves and his thighs are actually the same width, which is shocking to me. And you could tell he has very little muscle dexterity at all. But it's sad. He did really not age well, did he?
No. And, you know, that makes me worry about people that I know that are doing that type of dieting now.
That constant yo-yo dieting, or they focus on
calories
where they become, they have a lot more body fat than they think they do. Just because they fit into a certain size pants or a certain size dress, they think they're thin.
Right.
But they're really skinny fat. I know. And he's one of them.
Yeah. Normal weight obesity.
Yeah, there you go. The Mayo Clinic gave it a name. Normal weight obesity. There you go.
Yes.
So anyway, so we did see Richard Simmons, and it was shocking sight. And you're right, we should not have him on. I tell you who I really would like to find from that era.
Who?
Susan Powter.
I remember her.
It was like P-O-W-T-E-R. And she was the one who did the Stop the Insanity diet.
She was just on some show within the last 6 months. I remember seeing her on, or someone talking about her.
Does she look bad?
No, but she's not into fitness any longer.
No? Mm-hmm. What is she into now, donuts and cigarettes?
No. I think she lived like in Arizona or somewhere in the mountains. Or
oh, okay.
I'm not sure.
You know what we should do for a show? We should go back to the 80s, to where the genesis of all of these fitness gurus started, these infomercials, and see where they are today.
Like Jane Fonda?
Yeah, like Jane. Oh, Jane Fonda's had so much work done.
I saw her in the Atlanta airport. She looked good.
Yeah, and she probably does look good. I have a feeling that Jane exercises a lot. Mm-hmm. I have a funny feeling that she eats pretty good, too. But no, the ones that were the real gurus, the ones that came out like the Susan Powders, where they came on really strong, like, this is the answer, this is the answer. I'd like to see where they are today. What do they look like physically today? Were they able to maintain their own goals that they set for other people? I think it'd be interesting. That would be a good show.
I think you need to drink some ginger ale.
Why?
Well, I was just revisiting the article that we discussed before on Casual Friday.
Right.
And it says that it reduces lingering pain after exercise by 13%.
The problem is this isn't pain from exercise. I did something very stupid the other day. I carry a very heavy briefcase. As you know.
Oh, yeah.
It was in my back seat. And I tried to reach back between the two front seats, grab the briefcase, and pull it towards me. And I did something to my shoulder. I heard the pop. And so my shoulder is in pain. It had nothing to do with exercise at all.
Well, but my point in saying that you needed ginger ale was that the ginger ale that I blogged on the website, I think Nick was asking you about that too.
Yes, he had a question about too high. Like, do you make it stronger than the recipe calls for? Because he's making it much stronger.
I am making it stronger. I'm actually leaving the ginger in the liquid as it sits. I'm not straining it off.
Right.
But it's supposed to reduce the lingering pain after exercise. I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Now maybe I should. You're right. I should start drinking more ginger ale. I haven't been. What there was something on Facebook this morning that you started to giggle about that John Otterstrom posted. What was that?
Johan.
Oh, Johan. I'm sorry, Johan.
He posted he's got zucchini growing on his balcony, and he posted his zucchini, and it's how long did I say it was?
You said it was okay. I thought I heard you say Johan has a 1 foot long zucchini. I was like, oh my God, they let you post that kind of stuff on Facebook?
It was a zucchini plant.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought he was putting a picture of his zucchini up there. Never mind.
Is that code for something that I don't know about?
Yes, you know what it is code for. So anyway, okay. So what are we going to be talking about today on the show?
We're going to talk about the Monsanto.
Yes, we have lots of things to talk about Monsanto, don't we?
We do, and we want to talk about the book Tomato Land, which is shocking. Gordon posted that on my
Woodward.
Say that 10 times. Posted that on my Facebook.
Right.
We wanted to talk about the new restaurant chains, healthier kids meals.
Right. Right. And also, we want to invite anyone who can get an email to the group that positions themselves as anonymous, who is attacking Monsanto right now. They're putting up YouTube videos. They're actually supposedly hacked into some of Monsanto's networks, and they're trying to find the dirtiness in Monsanto to expose to the world, which I hope they're successful. I really, really do. I would love to have someone, a spokesperson, who can speak on their behalf, come on the show. We will maintain your anonymity. We'll even scramble your voice if you want us to. I would love to have them on the show. I think that, I think they're doing some great things. If this was an employee working for Monsanto, like a whistleblower, mm-hmm. We'd be applauding them.
Right.
But because it's an outside organization that's launched an effort against Monsanto, we don't applaud them. But isn't that what Greenpeace does?
Uh-huh.
Greenpeace goes up to those boats and keeps them from harpooning whales. And we all go, oh, Greenpeace is wonderful. But what Anonymous is doing to Monsanto, there's a lot of back flack right now. I'm sure Monsanto is calling their friends up at Capitol Hill going, hey, you better stop this if you want to use the company jet next time you have to go campaigning.
Yes.
You know? So, but I want to applaud those, that particular group. If it's a group, if it's an individual, you're doing great things. Keep it up. And let us know, you know, what we could do to help. I'd like to know.
Okay.
There you go. Okay.
So, how about, did you see my post where I posted the woman in Michigan planted the veggie garden in her front yard?
Yes, it's bizarre. People are so intolerant. I guess her neighbors really started to call the homeowners association.
It was the homeowners association and the mayor of the town. It's Oak Park, Michigan.
Right.
The mayor of the town, they're I think, taking it to trial.
Right, and she could actually do jail time, they said.
That's just shocking to
me. But let's be clear, for those of you who haven't caught on to this story, she basically planted a vegetable garden in her front yard.
Raised veggie garden in her front yard.
And by the way, it's a really pretty, I mean, she's got everything in nice, neat, squared off, like rectangular-shaped wood bordered boxes.
It's very well manicured.
And it looks, it's not like she's got overgrown stuff. Everything is real pretty looking. It's really an adorable garden.
It looks very nice. Actually, the video that I watched, some of the yards, they showed some of the yards of her neighbors. They weren't, their lawns were not even mowed.
I know. It was like, do you remember Married with Children? Remember how the Bundy lawn used to be, which happened to be in Illinois also? Unmanicured, overgrown, weeds everywhere. Everything was brown and dying. There's a lot of yards that look like that in the neighborhood. Yet they're picking on this poor girl because she's growing vegetables in her front yard. And for some reason, I guess that's like a taboo.
Yes, and you know, some vegetables are pretty, like zucchinis, for example, like Johan posted, they have flowers
on
them.
Yeah, like yellow flowers, right?
Yellow flowers, yeah. So, you know, they're pretty, and plus they're good for, they attract bees, you know, it's good. And I think one of the neighbors on the video even said that she was her children were enjoying watching the vegetables grow.
Right.
I mean, it's a learning experience.
Yeah. The mayor of this particular city, would you say it was Oak Park?
Oak Park, Michigan.
The mayor of Oak Park, Michigan and the Homeowners Association, you really need to get a grip on yourself. She's one of the homeowners there. You know what I mean? These homeowners associations baffle me. They gave my mother a $50 fine because there was an oil. I don't mean an oil spill, an oil spot about the size, probably about 3 inches around on her front, on her driveway, not in the street. On her driveway, and they gave her a $50 fine. These homeowners associations are looking, they're just looking for opportunities to make money on, mm-hmm. on the homeowners. This is nonsense. This is an example of a very, very small government, if you will, really outliving their usefulness.
She's going to face jail time possibly, but on the flip side of that, somebody gets away with murdering their child. You know,
right? And even if you don't think that Casey Anthony did anything wrong, if you believe that she accidentally killed her child and then covered it up because she didn't know what else to do, she did still kill her child through negligence. And so, if she can get off, and I believe that she didn't do it on purpose, and I don't think she should go to jail because there was a woman on Oprah one time who left her child in the car, and the kid roasted, and she went on a campaign to teach other mothers not to do that, and she was hailed by Oprah. Well, she killed her child through negligence as well. Mm-hmm. So I think the punishment for killing your child through negligence is the pain you carry for the rest of your life for killing your own child. But if someone like that can be given, you know, a modicum of what's the word I'm looking for? A pass, so to speak. Why can't this girl get a pass for growing vegetables in her front yard? I mean, what the hell's wrong with this country?
It just makes no sense.
They want to put themselves in the news. That's all it is. All right, look, we have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to start off. Michelle Obama's in the news again. You've heard about it. We're going to talk about it. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
Bony fingers close around me, long and spindly breath becomes me. Heaven, can you see what I see?
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience of being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to forsportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
There's a new groove. There's a new thing.
It's your man, Alisa. James Brown.
I love this song. It's on my iPod. I love working out to this song.
Welcome back to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. The First Lady is in the news again for her eating habits.
Interesting.
You know, I mean, she has to realize that they're going to do this to her time and time again. You would think that she would refrain from this sort of behavior, don't you?
Yes, but what I don't understand is why the nutritionists always come
to her rescue.
Because she ordered a
1,700 calorie meal,
a Diet Coke, a chocolate shake, French fries, and a Shack Burger from
Shack Burger, right.
From Shack Burger,
which apparently is as big as Shaquille O'Neal. That's what they call the Shack Burger. And proceeded to eat it and enjoy it, right?
And they came to her rescue and said that, well, as long as you only do it on an occasional basis, that it's okay.
Right.
But she was just in the news not too long ago for having French fries on the White House menu along with, I think, hamburgers or whatever.
Right, and they said the same thing then. Once in a while, you got to be able to cut loose. Michelle Obama cuts loose every chance she gets.
And they were talking about having ice cream as their dessert at that same meal, and the nutritionist said the same thing.
Here's what I don't understand about the whole thing. I mean, look, you know what? If she wants to eat a hamburger, if she's exercising a lot, she's burning it off, it's not the best choice, no doubt about it.
But it's her choice.
It's her choice, right? But here's what I don't understand. A milkshake and a diet soda. What's that about?
Well, maybe the milkshake was for dessert and the diet soda was for when she had the French fries and the...
But why the diet soda? You're eating 1,700 calories. You've got plenty of sugar in the milkshake. You've got all these starchy carbs that you're eating. Why? And this is... I posted on my blog recently that there's numerous studies now that show that people who drink diet soda tend to be more obese.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying that the diet sodas are causing the obesity. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
But not only the diet, not only the sugar substitutes, but what about like the caramel coloring that has carcinogens in
right.
it? And all of the chemicals that you're consuming.
Right.
And I know people, somebody posted on your blog or a response to your blog that, you know, he diets because he's a bodybuilder, so that gives him some enjoyment and it satisfies him.
Right.
But what are you doing to the insides of your body?
Right. But and as a bodybuilder, he doesn't care about that at this point in time. At this stage of his life, he's competing, and it's more important that he has a certain physique than
being healthy?
Right. Yes, absolutely. Yeah. All athletes are like that. Olympic athletes aren't healthy. They're pushing their bodies to the extremes all the time. But when they retire, they'll get healthy. But that's not my point. My point is this. Michelle Obama ordered a diet soda. Like that was her sensible, well, I'm going to do something sensible. I'm going to eat all this crap, but I'm going to drink a diet soda.
However, a lot of people do that.
Right.
A lot of people do
yes,
that.
Yes, the diet soda is their mea culpa. It's like, you know, I know I'm eating this greasy cheeseburger. I know I'm eating all these fries, and I know I'm going to drink this 76 grams of sugar shake, but I'm going to have a diet soda. I'm going to do one thing sensible.
Let me ask you a question. Would she have been better off getting a regular soda?
Hell yeah. Just go for it. Look, if you're going to go for it, then go for it. Don't backslide and go, well, but I'll get a diet soda. And this is my experience with people who drink diet soda. My experience with people who drink diet soda is they think that the diet soda is insurance against all the other crap they're eating. They eat a bunch of really, really bad food, and then they top it off with a diet soda, and they feel like, well, at least I'm not drinking all that sugar. And it's nonsense. And this may be the reason why. It may not be causative. It may be corollary. It may be that people who drink diet soda eat a lot of junk, but they drink diet soda because that's their one sensible decision. And they are fatter as a result. Not because of the diet soda. They just happen to be people who make bad choices and they drink diet soda.
Mm-hmm.
So I say, Michelle Obama, have the courage of your convictions next time and get a fully 42-gram sugar-laden soda. And be done with it.
Well, I think the reason why the media jumps all over this is because she talks about healthy eating
right.
for, you know, that's her right. campaign for children.
Right. And for those of you out there who think we're picking on her.
We're not.
We're not. Because if Jack Lane did that, we would pick on. If Jack was doing a show and saying, I'm the guru, I'm the guy that's going to help straighten out health. And then instead of selling his juicer on TV, he's selling a home ice cream maker on TV. We would say, Jack, what a hypocrite you are. You're telling people not to eat sugar, but you're selling an ice cream maker. Or, hey, did you see Jack LaLanne was out to dinner the other night and ate, you know, 2 quarts of ice cream?
But what we're saying is just practice what you preach, right?
That's it. Stop yeah. it already. You know what? Show people that you can go out and make good choices. You could have ordered the Shack burger and cut it in four, and four of you could have eaten it. And you could have said, look, I'm having my hamburger, but I'm not eating as much. I'm you know, this is my cheat.
Yeah, exactly.
No, if you want to be the spokesperson for the health campaign in the United States, you're going to have to walk the walk 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Or back away and let somebody else be the spokesperson.
Right.
And eat what you want.
So did you see that there's a new program for restaurant chains for kids healthier eating?
Yes, and they've taken and what they're doing is suggesting to restaurant chains. So it's not the restaurant chains themselves making these decisions.
No, it's called Kids Live Well.
Okay.
And they're suggesting that restaurants develop these guidelines to follow for healthier eating for kids.
Right. But some of the companies have opted out, citing that they already have healthy things.
And who do you think they are?
Well, we have to believe one of them is McDonald's.
It's McDonald's and, of course, Yum Brands, which under the umbrella of Yum is KFC, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut.
Remember, the C in KFC stands for cancer.
Because
get yours today. Get yours today.
Their healthy option of grilled chicken.
Yeah.
But anyway, so they're just trying to offer healthier items such as apples instead of French fries and lower salt, lower sodium, lower sugar items.
Right. And this is an outside organization making suggestions to these big retailers as opposed to the retailers making their own decisions. And that's why KFC and Yum don't want to do it because they want to give the kids what they have available. They don't want to have to really come up with healthy things.
Right. Yes.
You know, so, there was something that you talked about this morning that Taco Bell did opt in for recently, and I thought, wow, I want to commend them for that. What were we talking about this morning?
We were talking about the book Tomato Land.
Oh, yeah, let's talk about that. So tomatoes that come from Florida, should we boycott them? Why is it an issue right now?
Well, I want to give Gordon Woodward a shout-out because he posted this on my Facebook. There is a guy, the author of the book Tomato Land, Barry Esterbrook or something.
Okay.
Anyway.
We'll get to him. Good. So he wrote a book called Tomato Land. It's all about the Florida tomato industry, right?
It's how modern industrial agriculture destroyed our most alluring fruit.
Right.
That's the byline.
Right.
Evidently, as you know, Florida doesn't have soil. It's sand.
Right.
And so the climate is not suitable, or the soil is not suitable to grow tomatoes.
Right.
There's no nitrogen in sand.
Right.
So they have to constantly spray the fields with pesticides, with water,
herbicides,
fertilizers, right. Herbicides. It's constantly being drenched.
Right.
And with the heat and the humidity, them constantly having to spray, it's just breeding
for fungus and mold and stuff
bacteria.
Like that. Right.
Yes.
So these tomatoes are not good to eat, is what you're saying. They're
no.
not a good choice. But there's something even more heinous going on down there. Apparently there's a form of slavery. They've actually been cited how many times in the past, how many years?
There's been 7 successful slavery prosecutions in the past 15 years.
To tomato growers in Florida?
Yes. 7 in the past 15 years that have been prosecuted.
Which means that there's a lot more if they only prosecuted 7 so far. There's a lot more of it going
on. This is shocking to me. I mean, in this day and age, people are being treated like slaves, bought and sold like animals, shackled in chains, beaten for not working hard enough, fast enough, or for being too weak or too sick to work.
Any idea, are these Mexican immigrants or anything?
They didn't specify.
Yeah.
Okay. They're even being shot and killed for trying to escape the farm.
Wow.
This is really like
slavery all over again.
So what happened was a group of the tomato pickers got together and formed a group. And
they went to the retailers that were buying the
they
tomatoes?
They started going to the end customer.
Yeah, always that's they always do.
Like
yeah.
the grocery stores, the Taco Bell. They boycotted Taco Bell for 4 years, and Taco Bell finally signed on to their plan.
To not buy tomatoes from Florida.
Right, unless they're treated fairly.
Right.
Unless
right.
They got a pay raise, they were treated more fairly, right. Then Taco Bell would support that farmer.
Right.
We have to give Whole Foods a shout out because they're the only grocery store that signed on with the plan.
Wow. So these are not organic tomatoes, I take it.
No. You know. And so in the wintertime, what do you do if you can't get tomatoes from your farmer's market? Like right now, tomato season is in. The
right.
heirloom tomatoes are wonderful right now.
Right.
So what do you do?
After the season is over, you end up buying tomatoes from Florida.
Oh, or you're right. Or I guess we can can our own tomatoes and have them for...
Come on, you're giving away Monday show. What's the theme of Monday show again?
Bottle it, smoke it.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Karen Solomon is coming on. She's an author, and she's written a couple books about how to get back to the basics and, you know, can your own tomato sauce and can your own
she's
tomatoes.
She's got some great stuff, too, like making your own soap and stuff, right?
Or smoked almonds, crystallized ginger.
Right, making it all
smoked
yourself.
Cod. A ton of good ideas on things that you can do in your own kitchen, and you don't have to buy it at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to that
yeah,
interview.
Yeah, me too. That's going to be a great show. We got some really great shows next week, by the way. Okay, so we have to take a commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about children. We'll save Monsanto for later because we have a lot to rant about with Monsanto, as always. When we come back, I want to talk about children. I want to talk about this notion that in New Zealand, they're actually taking children away, or they're thinking of taking children away from parents when the children are super obese. And apparently they've done it here in the United States already. This is very controversial. I don't have a firm stance in this yet. I'm vacillating on what the right thing to do with children is. You're listening to Casual Friday on Super Human Radio. I'm talking today in the studio with Elisa Profumo. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. From
The most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at primordialperformance.com. Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Your shaker bottle is the most important tool in meal planning. The convenience in being able to take a ready-to-drink meal on the road is a necessity. Too often, our shaker bottle backfires on us, making what should be a convenience a disaster. Shaker Pro is the only shaker bottle in the world with a separate chamber to keep your protein powder dry until you're ready to mix it. Shaker Pro's patented design ensures that all of your powders will blend completely. Shaker Pro is BPA-free. Go to 4sportlife.com today. That's the number 4, sportlife.com. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today. Today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
What up, y'all? Yeah, soundtrack, what's poppin', baby? Woo! Y'all ain't know.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. I gotta tell you something exciting. You know, I watch where people listen to the show. We got a lot of live listeners today, which is typical of the Casual Friday show. We have a listener listening in Taiwan. It's 12:33 a.m. in Taiwan, and we have somebody who is listening to the show just south of what looks like Taipei. If you're listening to me right now and you're near a computer, if you're listening on your computer, come to Facebook, Carl Lenora, and say hello. That's to our listener in northern Taiwan. There you go. Okay. There's a lot going on when it comes to childhood obesity. Obviously, Michelle Obama's desire to rein in the nutritional issues in this country have a lot to do with her concerns about children. I applaud her for that. But when does government step too far into the ability for people to raise their own children? Should the government be able to take children out of a home because they are super obese? What do you think?
I really haven't formulated an opinion on that. I did see the video that Dr. Rouse posted on our Facebook.
Right.
I watched that. That was shocking to me. The kid weighed 500 pounds.
And how old was the kid? Any idea?
I don't recall. I think he was like, I'm not sure. He was young.
Okay.
10, 12, something right. like that. And they took him from his home and put him in his aunt's home, and he lost 200 pounds.
Right.
While he was living with his aunt.
So clearly, what the effect that they wanted to happen happened. So here's the question: Do you take the children out of the home, or do you try to give that home support to learn how to eat?
I think that the latter is better. There was an expert on this video talking about how it could affect the child emotionally, being taken away from his mother.
Right.
And that the kid was calling his mother every day wanting to come home.
Right. Right.
So there's going to be some emotional and psychological scarring from that experience.
When does government overstep its bounds? I mean, look, we have a government here in the United States that condones tobacco usage. They make tax dollars off of it. They condone tobacco usage. It's estimated that over 400,000 people a year die directly from tobacco usage. So we have a government who clearly puts profits above health when it comes to tobacco. How does that government reconcile itself when they want to take a child out of a home where the child is super obese, yet if that child smoked cigarettes, they probably wouldn't take the child out of the home?
No. I don't think so.
I mean, there's a lot of hypocrisy here.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of gray area also.
Yeah.
You know, maybe if they had some local classes that the mother and the child could attend together and learn about healthy eating and healthier options, you know.
Well, I think the government's not going far enough up the food chain for prosecution, if you will, for lack of better terms. They need not to go to the parents, because chances are the parents are obese too. The parents should be suing the government for promoting a food pyramid that promotes obesity. If you really want to take this to the nth level and say, oh, you know, it's like when the DEA goes, wants to crack down on cocaine. Sure, they start out at the bottom and they look for users so that they can try to find their way up the chain, because they want to find the main distribution point, the main source that's causing this whole problem. They want to choke that off, and then everything dries out at the bottom. Why doesn't the government do the same thing? Instead of taking the kid out of the home, let's look at the parents. Well, the parents are obese too. Well, instead of punishing the parents, why are the parents obese? And let's go far up the chain and see why these people are having this problem. And what you'll come to is a government that is promoting foods that are known to cause obesity because they subsidize whole industries and they don't want those industries to collapse. So really, the people that should be prosecuted for that child's obesity is a government that promotes a diet that promotes obesity.
Mm-hmm.
So let's do the right thing here. If the government really wants to get this straight, fall on your sword. It's an honorable thing to do. The Japanese invented it. Fall on your sword and say, you know what? We've been telling you to eat corn. We've been telling you to eat grain. We've been telling you to do all these things. We've been telling you to avoid fat. We've been telling you to watch calories. And clearly, you are fatter as a nation because of our bad advice. It's time for us to fall on our sword and say we were wrong, let's do it for the good of the people, and let's say don't take the child away, don't punish the parents, let's start to promote the right way to eat so everybody can get healthy.
Now, do you think that's really going to happen?
I'll tell you when it will happen, okay? There are two things that need to be stricken from the geopolitical environment. The first thing is called sovereign immunity. We must do away with sovereign immunity because it does not allow us to punish the people who need to be punished. It creates a wall, an impierceable veil, so that politicians can do heinous things but never be punished for them because they have sovereign immunity as a government. Number one. The other thing we have to do is we have to start to apply the truth in advertising laws to political campaigns. So when a politician says, I will lower taxes, I will procure these problems, and in their duration of their term, they do not do that, they should be punished the same way a supplement manufacturer who says, you'll lose 30 pounds by taking these pills, and you don't, he goes to jail. Politicians should go to jail for making lies during campaign season that they cannot fulfill on just to get voted into office.
What was the politician's name that was on that movie that we were watching and he didn't even know what the
Waxman. He doesn't even know what the drinking age is.
But yet he's going to testify against people who are taking steroids.
Right. And he's a lawmaker on top of everything. He's so out of touch with reality, but he's a lawmaker.
What was the name of the movie?
That was Bigger, Stronger, Faster, Chris Bell's movie. Great movie.
It was.
Everybody needs to watch that movie at least once a year to get fired up again about what's really wrong with this country, because it's not just about anabolic steroids. It's about an oppressive government, a bunch of blowhards like Joe Biden, a blowhard. He thought he was going to be a pro baseball player. You can't be a pro baseball player, Joe, because you don't have the talent. You could have shot all the steroids in the world, and you still wouldn't have been a pro baseball
player. But he said he couldn't be a pro baseball player because everybody else was doing steroids,
yeah,
and
right,
he wasn't.
Right, yeah, that's the reason why. It's because he didn't have the talent to be a pro baseball player. But, you know, if you watch that movie, it really shines the light on the cockroaches on Capitol Hill. Waxman didn't even know what the drinking age was. He thought it was 18, and then someone corrected him off camera. It's 21. Mm-hmm. These guys are making laws. They don't have a clue about anything at all.
Right. But back to the obese child, you know, even if the school systems, and I know they're trying to get healthier, and Michelle Obama has planting gardens, and that's awesome.
All good stuff. Right.
But if they could even teach a class to, when the kids start to get to the age where they're able to comprehend and can, you know, make sandwiches for themselves or whatever, so, you know, have a class for them, even teach them about cooking healthy.
You know what? Anthony Roberts' wife is a teacher.
Uh-huh.
And he told me that his wife had to attend either a one-day or two-day class for teachers to be more sensitive to obese children and to be able to teach, because that's exactly what's happening. The teachers are being blamed that they're not teaching these children. I don't think the teachers can teach these children how to eat. If you teach a child, here's the way you should eat, but then they go back home and their mother is making fried bread sandwiches with mayonnaise and soda pop and Tang and cookies, and it doesn't matter what that kid knows. The kid's going to sit down and eat with its family.
Yes.
So it really, it starts with the government admitting that they're promoting the wrong diet. That is the beginning. That is domino one. Once the government does that and abandons their support of the pharmaceutical agenda to promote a low-fat diet and how cholesterol is bad and all these other things that they promote, the country can change overnight. Within 10 years, we'll eradicate most disease.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said, will it happen? No. There's too many Daniel Waxmans out there trying to protect their little fiefdoms. They just want to protect their jobs.
What about the post that Dr. Andro posted, the 16-pound baby boy in Texas?
Right.
16 pounds at birth.
Right.
The mother had gestational diabetes.
And see, they didn't talk enough about the mother. I've written blogs, and we've talked about this on shows. Fat mothers give birth to fat babies. End of story. Even Cassandra Forsythe talked about the fact that a mom should only have to gain maybe like 26 pounds during pregnancy, but some of these mothers are gaining 80 pounds. They're becoming diabetic. The baby is forming in a diabetic environment.
And then that will pass on to the child, and he will have a greater chance of having diabetes.
Right. He'll have these babies that are born this big have trouble managing blood sugar at that age. A lot of them die when they're really big like that because they can't manage their own blood sugar.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're taking out of an environment where they're being bathed in sugar constantly. Now their little pancreas and their little liver is trying to keep up with that. They can't. So chances are she was a fat mother who gave birth to that baby.
That's terrible.
Women don't have to put on that kind of weight, but a lot of women use pregnancy as an excuse to cut loose and eat anything. And you know what? A lot of OBGYNs tell them, don't worry, eat whatever you want, gain as much weight as you want. Shame on those OBGYNs.
How much did Cassandra say that she gained?
She didn't gain hardly anything. She gained like under 26 pounds, and her OBGYN was trying to scare her, telling mm-hmm. her this is, you know, the baby is going to be born with problems, and the baby was born healthy, super healthy.
That's interesting.
And she exercised all throughout her pregnancy.
I can remember when I went to see a doctor when I was really young.
Right.
And we were talking about pregnancy. He was talking to me about pregnancy. And he told me if I was under his care, I would gain 30 pounds. And I said, I will not be under your care then.
Good.
I mean, why? Why?
You know, I think you should gain what you gain. I'm sure that women back in the 1700s and 1800s didn't gain this kind of weight during pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure of it. Because back then, malnutrition was a problem. People didn't get enough food. Yeah. So you know there must have been a lot of lean and mean moms dropping babies at 9 months mm-hmm. that didn't have a whole lot of weight to lose after the baby was born. Yeah. And those babies were born fine. We're living proof because we're here. They were our great-grandparents.
Yep.
So, no, it's nonsense. But you know what? We have to start at the beginning. We have to start with the government. The government has to come clean first. And then change can actually occur. On that note, we have to take a quick commercial break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Woo! CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385. And mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at IronMagLabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to IronMagLabs.com today. When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com.
The isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the isolator. The isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The isolator, the only way to train.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You know, while 90% of our audience today, our live audience, is inside the United States, we now have listeners in Goa, India.
Wow.
Rio de Janeiro. Just south of Rio de Janeiro in South America, in Brazil. And, of course, our devoted listener who's been listening in Taipei, south of Taipei City in Taiwan. Very exciting when we know that people are listening to us from all over the world now. We're getting our message out. Because the truth is, our message is not just about the United States. It's about all governments that promote nutritional advice that makes people sick.
Yes.
Not good. Not good.
Speaking
now,
of India.
Yes.
Did you see that Dr. Peter Rouse posted that about the cotton seeds that were being planted in India, Monsanto?
I know that Monsanto was trying to get cotton seeds, BT cotton seeds, over to India, but they were resisting it, I thought.
No, but they since 2005, they have been planting.
And now tell me this. This is a very, very sad story, isn't it?
Over 10,000. Evidently, the cotton seeds haven't been performing like they're supposed to.
Right. Right.
And it's been disastrous.
Which means that
for the cotton farmers.
The cotton farmers have no money if they can't produce cotton.
And over 10,000 cotton farmers have committed suicide since June of 2005.
10,000?
10,000.
Committed suicide because they couldn't pay their bills, probably.
Probably, yeah.
They don't want to be a burden, so they kill themselves.
Yep.
Oh, my God. What is the problem with the what is the problem?
The cotton seeds have failed. They're not working.
So the BT cotton seeds have failed, and it's caused people to commit suicide because they couldn't probably pay bills and take care of their families. But what did they – didn't they beat one of the Monsanto reps up?
Well, evidently one of the Monsanto senior officials came over there to the village of Manjala.
Okay.
And it's about 140 kilometers from Nagpur.
Okay.
And they took him to the field to show him the field. And when he failed to admit the lapse, the farmers beat him.
Good.
And there was a local agriculture officer there that didn't do anything, which, you know, kudos to him. They let him.
Well, what's he going to do? He's probably thinking to himself, if I step in, they're going to beat me.
Right.
I mean, the guy should have said, you're right. We screwed up. Our seeds aren't working. But in the true fashion of an American company not
Monsanto.
Willing to get Monsanto not willing to accept any of the what's the word that I'm looking
responsibility
for? Responsibility for their mistakes. But here in I guess in India, they don't care about that. It's like, you don't want to accept responsibility for your mistakes, we'll just go ahead and beat you up. I think it is funny. I think, you know, I'm sure that people think, well, that's terrible. But you know what? Take a job with Monsanto. You know what? This should be a message to all of you out there who work for Monsanto. People hate you. People hate you for working for Monsanto. Flee. Take another job. Go to work someplace else.
Yeah. Now, what did the girl who's the bug lady that you had on the show, Bugs Behaving Badly, she said that in her business, like, Monsanto is the only place to go to work?
Right, because they own
everything.
They're hiring entomologists left and right because they want the entomologists to work for them. So the entomologists aren't out there promoting bugs as an alternative to pesticides.
That's interesting.
If you can afford to buy your competition to get them off then you buy your competition.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what they're doing. And these entomologists aren't going to go to work for Monsanto to produce bugs. They're probably keeping them busy. Well, you know, have them do this meaningless thing for the next decade, keep them out of our hair while we produce pesticides.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. Don't work for Monsanto. Don't go to work for Monsanto. People will hate you. Think about that. Think about that. People used to hate the IRS. No one hates the IRS anymore. There's a kinder, gentler IRS out there because a lot of people hated them for so long and did heinous things to people from the IRS. Now the IRS isn't really that hate it anymore because they work with people. They're kinder. They're gentler. They're willing to help people now.
To work with them.
Now Monsanto is the new entity to hate. And I'm just saying this. I'm not. Look, back in the day, everybody hated the American government, especially the Internal Revenue Service and so on and so forth. And there were people bombing things and burning things and shooting at people and all that sort of stuff. And then the government said, hey, this sucks. We can't even get people to work for us anymore. We have to change. I wouldn't be surprised if Anonymous is just the first domino in the revolt against Monsanto. I have to believe when people see what Anonymous is doing, they're going to go, wow, I want to revolt against Monsanto. I want to do a little something to Monsanto. I think Monsanto is actually going to become targeted for more heinous things as time goes on because people hate them.
Mm-hmm.
They need to change. They need to go, look, you know what? People hate us for a reason. We're really not doing good things anymore. We need to stop.
What was it about Monsanto and the Kentucky bluegrass?
Yeah, they now have unbridled ability to genetically modify Kentucky bluegrass to sell all over the country.
So
now, people are probably thinking, well, what big deal? Grass is ornamental, but it's not ornamental. Animals eat grass. Birds eat grass. I mean, we already know what BT products do now, what genetically modified products do now. Interestingly enough, Elisa, the rate of increase in diseases like IBS, leaky gut, GERD, all of these different other disease that has to do with permeation of the intestines, all of these diseases, which we know happen to livestock that eat genetically modified corn and soy, we know that they're happening to people too, okay?
Uh-huh.
Interestingly enough, did you know that the BT modification to corn and other things is a pesticide that actually grows in the food,
okay?
So take, for instance, BT corn is designed to kill the corn borer, which is a bug that attacks corn. The way it works is the protein in BT corn attaches itself to the inside of the stomach of the bug, breaks down the lining of the stomach of the bug, allowing the materials in the stomach to seep out. Sound familiar?
Mm-hmm.
And then it causes bacteria and sepsis, which is blood poisoning, and the bug dies. Well, that's exactly what genetically modified foods do to the people who eat them. It causes leaky gut syndrome. It causes leaky intestines. It causes those same problems in humans. But because we're not as small as a bug, we're a little bit more robust. We don't just die immediately from it, but we definitely get very, very ill from it. Now, the interesting thing about this is that I just learned that I never realized. The FDA only requires approval to new foods when something new, uniquely done to it, new is done to it. The FDA did not have to approve genetically modified foods because they said it wasn't really that big of a difference. Corn was still the same. It was still corn. So they flipped it to the EPA, the Environmental Protection Agency. And the Environmental Protection Agency has no say-so in it. So they said, well, you don't have to label any changes to this. And really, there's no research that needs to be done on genetically modified foods. It was a total abandonment of responsibility by the American government that gave Monsanto free rein to just genetically modify anything they want.
But Monsanto gets by with everything that they do.
Yes, because they're so big and they lend their jets to politicians when they're campaigning.
And they donate lots of money to their campaigns.
Yes, yes. But I feel a change a-coming. I feel there's a change a-coming.
I think that's a song.
Yes, I think it is. And I think we should all say, I think there's a change a-coming. I feel, and I'm not condoning this. I am not suggesting it. I don't have an audience of zealots that are going to go out there and do things to Monsanto, but I feel that there's a backlash coming on Monsanto. I think Anonymous, that guy getting beat in the field, I think all these are little cracks in the dam, and the dam is about to burst, and Monsanto is going to get washed away in the water. I have a feeling that things are changing right now, and politicians who pander to the vote, who want to get voted into office, are going to start turning their back on Monsanto. Mark my words.
I hope so.
I hope so, too.
I hope you're right.
So anyway, there you go. What else do we have to talk about Monsanto?
Well, I was just going to ask you a question. You know, we were talking about the tomatoes earlier from Florida. So should people eat those tomatoes?
I'm afraid to eat Florida tomatoes. If they're really using overabundance of pesticides and herbicides and antifungal agents, and they're doing all sorts of artificial things to keep these hothouse tomatoes, if you want, or greenhouse tomatoes, if you want to call
them. But they're not really greenhouse.
No, I understand, but
like, for example, they did say in this article that if you wanted to get a tomato in the winter, to get something that's shipped in from Canada that's grown, hydroponically?
Right.
Instead of from Florida.
Right. Hydroponic is good. It is. But I guess I'm going to try to avoid Florida tomatoes, especially not only because that they're inhumane to the people who work them, but because the tomatoes probably aren't as good as they should be.
Well, they don't have any flavor to them either.
Yeah. So it's sad. Brooks Kubik grows tomatoes all year long, he says.
He has a greenhouse.
Yeah, he does. Well, he takes his boxes and covers them.
Right, exactly. Well, it's turns a form
his
box, of a greenhouse.
Yeah, he turns each box into a greenhouse. Exactly, exactly. We have to take one last commercial break. And when we come back, we will wrap up the show. Stay tuned. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio.
Break.
Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train. Branched chain amino acids have been shown to be as powerful as weak anabolic steroids in building muscle and burning fat. BCAAs will increase mitochondria biogenesis and size. The three amino acids in BCAAs pass right from the lining of the stomach directly into the bloodstream and begin flipping the switches for muscle growth immediately. The best BCAAs are at trueprotein.com. Unlike others, they mix instantly in water. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Go to trueprotein.com and get your BCAAs.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. wisechoicemedicine.net. Net. Can see eye drops. The name says it all.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Elisa, do you like salt?
I'm not addicted to it.
Oh, you gave away my next statement. I was going to ask you if you crave salt. Some people crave salt.
I know that, yes.
I'm not a big salt person. I've been adding salt to my diet because Peter Rouse told me that he thinks that I'm not getting enough salt in my diet. One of the reasons he feels that I may be holding some water is some sodium-potassium imbalances.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been supplementing with more sea salt and potassium. But apparently there's been some research done on salt intake that the craving for salt produces the same proteins in the brain as those people who are addicted to hard drugs like heroin.
That's interesting.
And that unlike heroin, just having the salt hit the tongue creates the satisfaction mechanism even before the sodium leaches out of the gut into the bloodstream. So it's that powerful. So apparently there appears to be an addictive quality to sodium that probably is in our genetics, in our genetic makeup.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe salt was something that we craved, you know, as cave people or something like that. You know, we would seek it out because sodium is very important to us.
Right.
You know, sodium and other Electrolytes are very important to us.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently there's something in our genetics that makes us crave salt, and it actually has an addictive quality. There are some people who are actually addicted to the amount of salt that they need each day. Now, interestingly enough, which was pointed out in this study, is that a lot of those theories that salt increased blood pressure because it could increase water retention, and that salt was not a good thing to have in your body because of the heart and so on and so forth, have pretty much been dispelled. And actually, there is a linkage now to people who crave salt that deny themselves the salt and heart attack. Remember how they would say if you crave something, your body really needs it. Don't disregard the crave.
What about craving for honey?
I know. I don't know what that is. I mean, I yesterday literally drank probably the equivalent of 10 tablespoons of honey yesterday.
But you notice it's helping your allergies.
Yes, it definitely helped my allergies, and it also made me feel better yesterday. Now, today I haven't had nearly as much honey. I probably had like the equivalent of 3 or 4 tablespoons of honey today. And that's all I'm going to have because we're going to go to the gym after the show. But maybe we shouldn't just disregard those cravings after all. So,
Interesting.
Can you give me that salt shaker? Anyway, okay. I got a question from a fella who lives in Seoul, Korea. I can't tell you his name because the characters don't translate on my screen on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
But he asked me a question, wanted to know my opinion, and I want to go ahead and give him his opinion. So I'm sorry I can't say your name, but you know who you are. He says, "Hey, Carl, I emailed this question to your buddy Aaron a couple of months ago to ask Dave, but the question was rejected, so I thought I'd send it to you, especially since it wasn't answered on your recent deodorant show," because we just did a show on deodorant.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like antiperspirants. I don't want to use anything that stops me from perspiring, nor do I want to use anything that stops me from breathing or stops me from doing anything else that naturally occurs in my body. He said, "Is there any chance that the metals in antiperspirants could have a neurological effect on a fetus during pregnancy, like increasing the chance of developing autism?" I don't know about specifically developing autism, but aluminum has been linked to a myriad of problems. In fact, we used to have aluminum cookware, but they took it off the market because there is some evidence that cooking with aluminum infuses the food with particulate aluminum, and aluminum in high doses has been linked to certain neurological disorders and possibly Alzheimer's disease. Now, linked, you know, here we go about studies again, right? I am starting to lose faith in studies. So I have to use my critical thinking skills and say, okay, is it natural for me to spray microscopic particles of metal underneath my arms, regardless of what the effects are? They keep me from sweating. I don't think so. Could these particles of metal, because of my unique polymorphisms, cause neurological disorders? Yeah, sure. Could they be linked to autism? Yeah, sure. Could they be linked to lots of diseases? Yeah, sure. You would no more take metal filings and throw them in your mouth. Why are you spraying them under your arm? Now, I don't know that it's specifically developed linked to developing autism. I don't know that. But do I think it's wise to use antiperspirants? Personally, I don't think so. I don't think that spraying my underarms with, aluminum hydroxide or aluminum, whatever it was that's in antiperspirant, so that it can clog a sweat pore and keep it from sweating, I don't think that's a wise thing to do.
So what do you use?
I use deodorant. I use Old Spice, the original scent, the old green stick. That's what I use.
And it's just a deodorant.
Yeah, it just has a little cologne in it. You know what I mean? It just has a little Old Spice fragrance in it. I rub that under my arms and that's it. So my opinion is yes, those little particles of metal definitely can cause problems, neurological disorders. And if you're a pregnant woman, I definitely wouldn't be using antiperspirant. Absolutely. If I was a pregnant woman, I would stay away from anything that doesn't grow out of the ground or doesn't occur naturally in nature. I wouldn't use anything man-made at all.
Mm-hmm.
Just wouldn't take the chance. So there's my opinion. Sorry I can't say your name. I can't read these characters on the screen, but hopefully you know who I'm speaking about. Do we have anything else to talk about?
I think that's it.
Let's see here real quick. Kevin Johnson, Carl, can't salt be insulinogenic? Yes. Yes, he's right. High levels of salt absolutely can spike insulin, Kevin. You're absolutely right about that. He posted that question on Facebook. But I don't think we're talking about high levels of salt. I think about just moderate salting of your food. But some people crave salt. So I don't know. It is maybe it's the insulin that creates the craving. Who knows? Anyway, I have nothing else to say. Do you, Elisa?
No, just that I'm looking forward to the one show with Dr. Johnny Bowden next week.
Yeah, finally a guy who claims to be a nutritionist and dietitian who really gets it.
Right, he gets it.
Yeah, he's pro-fat.
Mm-hmm.
Calories mean nothing. I mean, this guy is really great. He's been on several national television.
He was on Good Morning America. I think that's where I saw him, was on Good Morning America. And then I was looking on his blog, and he was railing against the FDA about their, you know, how they're trying to regulate vitamins, and they're in bed with Big Pharma, and so he gets it.
Yeah, this is going to be a good show. We'll have him on next week also. Real quick, looks like Kevin Johnson said, any idea of the threshold? I have to believe that it's individual, Kevin. I think that some people tolerate salt better than others, just like some people tolerate things better than others. So I really think it's individual. I think what you could do is you could check your blood sugar. You could take a dose of salt, like a quarter of a teaspoon, and then wait about 30 minutes and check it again. And if you notice a slightly hypoglycemic effect, then you know that that was the threshold for you that caused a spike in insulin. As long as you do this without introducing carbohydrates or any sugar into your system, you should be able to get a pretty accurate reading. There you go. That's the end of the show. Did you hear a little child screaming a second ago?
We have a
daycare center in the building. I think one of the prisoners escaped.
Kids got loose.
Yes, he escaped. All right, listen, we'll see everybody next week. Have a great weekend.
Bye.
The following paid program does not necessarily reflect